You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, just tell you quickly before we get into the stuff you want to talk about. My show recommendation today for people is another one that you, Jeremy, will never watch.
All right.
And it has nothing to do with violence or gore or adult situations. Nothing. But it's this documentary we found on the relationship between Queen Elizabeth, you know, the 90-something-year-old queen in England right now, and her younger sister, Princess Margaret. It was pretty fascinating to me. About, first of all, the whole... Gretchen has always been a huge fan of anything that has to do with royals, but usually the older stuff, like the 1700s and 1800s and stuff like that. But this one, to see how all of this works and how they essentially give up their previous life once they're crowned, it was pretty interesting. And Margaret was allegedly a bad girl, and that's what adds the juiciness to this.
You know,
she was seeing a divorced man. Anyway, I want to say it's on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's about the Queen and her sis. And if you're into all
of that, was the name of it.
Wouldn't that be great? If you're into that kind of stuff, it's pretty darn interesting.
Pretty saucy, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. So what else is going on?
Well, a couple things coming out from Google this morning. I had a little spillover here from trending. I couldn't fit this into trending, so we can talk about it here. We can start with what people be drinking. Someone's been looking at Google Trends to find the number one cocktail each state has been Googling during the pandemic.
Tell me it's an old fashioned, my favorite.
Colorado, you could do better.
What is it?
The mimosa.
Oh.
I guess we're all brunching during the pandemic.
All right.
The mimosa?
Okay.
Quick, name one drink I hate. I don't understand the appeal of the mimosa. Do you like the mimosa?
Nanosa
is what you're supposed to say. Nanosa.
I'm not down on it like you are, but
it's
I just don't
me.
Choose it.
Yeah, so, I'm not a big fan. Pina coladas are next in three states. White Russians, that's my mom's favorite. She fell down at my wedding with a couple White Russians. Mojitos on there, margaritas. We just had margaritas the other night. And then wine coolers are still big. They're big in Kansas, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. Y'all are cracking open the wine coolers.
Sounds like a Kentucky kind of thing to me.
Doesn't it? Which one did you ask about?
I'm the old-fashioned guy.
Do I see
either Manhattans or old-fashioned?
Wisconsin, it looks like. That one's big in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Nobody ever talks about Alaska or Hawaii. What's a Bellini? Bellini? B-E-L-L-I-N-I?
Right.
What is that, dude? Anybody?
Yeah.
Anyone?
You bet. Yeah.
That's big in Alaska. You bet. And then Hawaii, of course, the Mai Tai. Yeah, I like both of those. So there, that's going on the... Yeah, see? Didn't make it into trending. Google Maps now has some new features. They were rolled out yesterday. This is pretty cool, actually. You can pull up your phone now. Well, soon. And it'll let you navigate indoors using augmented reality. So say you're wandering around an airport or a mall or a museum or something and you can't figure out how to get out, they're now going to overlay directions on your phone where you're located. So you can hold your phone up and see, you know, the inside of the museum, and it'll give you arrows and different, you know, directions on how to get out of where you're at, which is fantastic for airport situations.
How
many times
have
you been wandering around?
We need editions of it that show us shortcuts to get out of IKEA.
No joke. That's great. Seriously.
We need shortcuts for IKEA because you have to go the same direction and you've got to walk all the way through.
That is so good. So they're rolling it out at various locations around the country. Nothing in Colorado yet that I'm seeing. They're also going to be doing something where you can see the weather quality in your area as you plan a trip with the app. Then eco-conscious driving routes. So if you're looking for a route that's going to use less fuel in your Suburbosaurus, then you're going to hop onto the Google Maps and get that feature. So some three cool kind of things coming out from Google.
I like
there.
That.
I like it too.
There was some store, and I can't remember what it was now, but this was almost a year ago, and we used some sort of app that told us where a product was in the store. Which store was that?
Oh, that's cool.
And it told us. It said, you need, like, if you go into a giant Target or a giant
Well,
Walmart,
like, Home Depot will do that. If you look up a product on, it'll say, you know, aisle 54, bin 8H or something. So it'll actually tell you.
I wonder if that's what it was.
Those are super helpful.
And so we were able to go right to it. And
that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, see? But that can't be very far away just in general.
Where you just say, show me where the screws are.
Right. And it'll...
yeah. And it shows a picture of Dom's wife.
Or
oh!
Like,
Sure. That's a solid burn.
Not really. No, but I think it'll also end up being that way for grocery stores too.
Oh, yeah. 'Cause
you know how if you walk into a new grocery store,
yes,
and they're all laid out differently, so it's so disconcerting after you've shopped every day in a grocery store for years.
Yep.
You go to a new one, you're like, oh, where's the bread?
Where's
the
turnips?
I don't know where the bread is in this store. So they will have something for your phone. It probably won't take very long. So that no matter what store you go in, it'll just tell you, go 20 feet, turn left, and you'll find your bread.
We're going to be so reliant on our phones. We're not going to be able to do anything on our own. You know,
right.
We're not
going
to be able to look for bread on our own.
Right.
Our phone will have to tell us.
Quit talking about my wife.
That's pretty good. Sorry.